Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Friday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Former District 30 Representative Gary Knopf's estate and his wife Helen, as co-owner of the plane, are being sued for wrongful death and negligence following the July 31st, 2020 mid-air collision involving a plane the former representative was piloting. The estates of Caleb Parker Halsey, McKay Alexander Halsey, and Heather Nicole Dillard Halsey, through their attorneys, demand a jury trial. The lawsuit arises from the tragic mid-air collision that took place 1,175 feet above Soldotna, in which a Piper PA-12 supercruiser piloted by Knopf with no other occupants and a de Havilland DHC-2 Beaver piloted by Gregory Bell and occupied by five other passengers collided. All seven individuals died as a result of the collision, including the plaintiff's descendants. On July 31st, the plaintiff's descendants were passengers aboard the High Adventure charter flight originating at Longmuir Lake, bound for a remote lake on the west side of Cook Inlet. The charter flight departed Longmuir Lake at 8:24 a.m. with five passengers aboard. Gary Knopf departed Soldotna Airport, bound for Fairbanks, reportedly on the purpose related to business operations for G&H Construction, a company he owned and operated. Preliminary flight track data reveals that the DHC-2 Beaver was traveling northwest and gradually climbing 78 knots when it crossed the Sterling Highway near Soldotna. Around that same time, the Piper PA-12 was traveling northeast and around 71 knots north of and parallel to the highway. It's reported that the collision happened at 8:27 a.m. at an altitude of 1,175 feet and data signals were lost. Following the collision, the DHC-2 Beaver fragmented into pieces, with the main wreckage coming to rest in a field in a wooded residential area, and the Piper's main wreckage was about 600 feet east of that. The plaintiffs allege several counts of negligence, including wrongful death as a result of the mid-air collision. The allegations state Knopf owed duties of care under both the Alaska law and federal law, including the federal aviation regulations, to operate in a reasonable, safe manner the aircraft he was flying. The plaintiffs claim damages well in excess of $75,000, which exceeds the minimum jurisdiction limits of the court, citing pain, suffering, and emotional distress, lost earnings, and other related costs. The lawsuit was submitted on March 3rd, and as of now, there doesn't appear to be a scheduled court date. A small explosion was recorded Thursday at a remote volcano on the Alaska Peninsula, prompting officials to raise the alert level. Satellite and webcam views indicated low-level ash emissions from Mount Vinyaminov volcano. The ash plume didn't rise above 10,000 feet, according to the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Minor ash deposits are visible at the volcano, located about 480 miles southwest of Anchorage. Officials said eruptive activity typically includes minor ash, lava fountaining, and lava flows from the small cone in the ice-filled summit caldera. Ashfall usually confined to the summit crater, but larger explosions can send ash to nearby communities, as happened in a 2018 eruption. Vinyaminov is one of the most active volcanoes in the Aleutian Islands, erupting at least 14 times over the last 200 years. The stratovolcano, located in the Alaska Peninsula National Wildlife Refuge, usually is shrouded in fog and clouds, and the entire volcano is usually only visible once or twice a year, according to the Park Service. Mount Vinyaminov, with an elevation of 8,225 feet, has an ice field of 25 square miles. The Park Service says it is the only known glacier on the North American continent with an active volcanic vent in the center.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.